If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
I immediately thought of you.
What's that?
Facebook Marketplace is booming in DC.
Should I be on Facebook Marketplace? Should I be on this thing?
I don't know.
Do you mean on it? It's just if you have a Facebook page, it's there.
Are you searching for vintage furniture or area rugs for your house?
I know. That's what I kind of think about it, but I feel like people use it for everything.
Yeah, you can get golf balls.
I have Facebook. I like it to see what people's kids are doing and stuff and my family, but I don't, I don't go to the marketplace ever. Like, literally never.
Neither do I. I mean, I've clicked on it on occasion because something like pops up there.
But I feel like maybe I'm missing out. Like,
you'd be surprised how many people do, man.
Yeah, I think I hear a lot about the Facebook freaking marketplace. I don't know. What are the hot items? I'm kind of like with cakes. Like, if somebody's getting rid of an old rug or something, that's what I would think about. But
my wife's got rid of a dresser yesterday on Facebook Marketplace.
Yes, she did.
Anything you would buy that you would have interest in is on Facebook Marketplace. Yeah, cars, clothes.
Boss would come in here and talk about you bought a boat or something, or you bought a car, a camper or something.
Cheap golf balls, EB.
Well, like somebody's used golf balls?
So I bet you some dude lives on a course in the area by a lake, has his big long rod.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah. Like the dude that goes scuba diving on 17 at Sawgrass.
Look, I guess it can be profitable. Go scoop up a bunch of wayward golf balls and resell them, repurpose them.
Let me ask you something. How do people navigate Facebook Marketplace? Most people, you put in your area or something? Is that what you do? Like,
yeah, it's kind of
because I'm not going to buy. They're showing, when I go to it right now, it's showing stuff in like San Francisco.
No.
So how do you do it?
You put in your zip code.
You zip.
Where does it search marketplace? You type in your zip code? Honestly, I'm asking you how do you use it?
Yeah, there's a search bar on the left-hand side. You just put in your zip code. You put local pickup.
Oh, all God. Right. Now all of a sudden, EB's going to start getting Peter Millar gear from Facebook.
He's going to be driving all over D.C. And Maryland and Virginia, possibly.
All right, the first thing that popped up when I put in my zip code is a house for rent, actually from a buddy I know who owns this company 5 years ago.
All right, but once you click on something, the AI is going to do its thing, and it's going to customize to you.
All right, but I'm not interested in a house for rent from 5 years ago.
Well, you can put it. There has to be a search.
Like, yeah, you could put whatever you want.
Put it in the search. Clubs, I put the...
Put golf clubs in the search, and I'm guessing
a bunch of hackers that don't play golf anymore
selling their clubs.
In Maryland?
You put dressers in there, and the list of dressers will pull up.
It's not complicated.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out how
people
use it.
I've never bought anything with Facebook Marketplace. Have you, Cakes?
I basically don't go on Facebook anymore. So the answer is no.
Right.
I've had somebody recently send me like 3 friend requests on Facebook. I'm just not responding.
You know how everyone used to go to Craigslist to list items like a used bicycle or whatever? Mm-hmm. So is Facebook Marketplace kind of cornered the yard sale market?
I think
that was like what eBay was for.
People like Facebook because you have a profile that you can examine the person that you're meeting with.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not worried about like
not as much. It's all documented.
This person's going to rip you off or rob you or whatever. Because Craigslist used to be like the Wild West for a while, wasn't
it? It still happens. There's plenty of fake accounts on there. There's okay. You know, people want you to send you money before you pick it up. You still got to be careful, but right. It is better than Craigslist for sure. But Craigslist is still popular for used cars.
For the life of me, I can't find anything in my neighborhood. I'm finding stuff in Honolulu. Like, I don't know how people are finding stuff.
Well,
in there.
There's a way to do it.
Finding it.
Yeah.
Because apparently it's big.
Yeah.
Jason's wife just made a sale on it yesterday.
It's not just stuff like that. I mean, Business Insider just had last week had a whole article about how America is about to become one giant yard sale because of the uncertainty of what's going on politically and the tariffs, and that people are going to be buying stuff secondhand from.
I'm sized to sell stuff secondhand. I'm sized. I don't know what, but I was looking at those bikes that we don't use anymore. I should just sell all those things.
Yeah, just get rid of them.
I mean, one
Take them to eBay. Here's what's in my marketplace.
Yeah.
It just came up. Today's picks, Gaithersburg. Okay? A $75 Weber grill.
No. You don't want that.
That's kind of silly.
I'm looking right now.
$220 golf clubs. Now, I don't know what type it is.
Yeah, you need to figure out
what
type.
You want me to click on that one? I'll give you the specifics.
I want to see the brand.
TaylorMade driver stealth stiff shaft regular grip size. Guy says price is firm. He wants $224.
What kind of shaft
He's
is
not
it?
Willing to negotiate.
It just says stiff shaft.
Isn't that the whole thing about Facebook Marketplace? You can haggle with people?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's just saying he ain't going to.
How many times my wife would say, all right, this dresser or this table is $75, and the person will say, well, I'll give you
about 40.
$60 for it. She'll say, okay.
Right.
$90 kettlebells, EB. Do you want a kettlebell set?
Yeah, work out. Silly.
There you go.
I mean, I have plenty of that stuff.
A Land Rover for $12,900.
Probably has 950,000 miles on it.
A prom dress for $55.
That sounds like a bargain.
Yeah.
EB, you're big on azaleas? This says $2,300. Masters Azalea 3P Mizuno Pro 241 irons.
No, how much did you want for them?
Hold on. The name of the 2100? Irons is azaleas?
Yeah.
Okay, so like a Masters Edition golf clubs?
Yes.
That could kind of sell like.
All right,
only 1,000 of them made, EB. Ooh,
collector's edition.
Hey, I could get a hot tub in the Dina for $500.
Hey, there you go.
I mean, of course, I already have mine from Offenbacher.
The Dina Bellies.
Dude, somebody
sell me. I might have to get him that.
Here's another hot tub.
Hey, link that to my dad.
Yeah. This one's maybe closer to you. For $200, you get a hot tub in Damascus.
Yeah, I can get a baby grand piano. This is like what my mom has for $5.
$5?
That's got scam written all over
it. It has to be.
Jason, when your wife.
They just want to get rid of it. They just want to get rid of the piano.
Why don't they just pianos? Just give it away.
Yeah.
Pianos are usually free or very cheap because people want them out of their house.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're heavy as balls.
Yeah. The guy's putting $5 in there just so he can list it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Does it say oftentimes free? Yeah. This one does.
Yeah. We gave away our pool table for free like a month ago.
Yeah.
We just put it up because we didn't want to deal with the hassle of getting rid of it. We just put it up. 2 hours later, a big truck came by.
Oh, really?
A bunch of people got out. Yeah. Four people unloaded. You know, put it
bunch
all in there.
A bunch of bros living in Arlington couldn't use a pool table? You guys got sick of it?
I got my silly wall mount for my TV, $30. I looked it up. It was 150 new from Best Buy. Nice. Got it for 30.
That sounded like that fell off the back of a truck.
Here you go, EB.
Hot chip.
$30 golf balls. One bucket Titleist practice golf balls, about 300 balls.
What are you gonna do with those?
He hits golf balls every day.
Okay, yeah, I guess mine have to have the special dots. I need to have special dots on mine. Yeah, I don't know, man. I might have to start getting into this. You're right, though. Pianos go anywhere from zero, but I see some for like $2,000. But no one wants your $2,000 piano.
Jason,
I'm just gonna buy a used one.
I was gonna ask. So when T sells a dresser, are people coming to your house to pick it up?
100%. Happened yesterday.
Like, isn't that kind of weird? Don't you feel kind of weird about
guy
that?
Guy from Centerville pulled up in his truck. And
I just feel it's a little dangerous.
He came into my basement because he'd only seen the picture of the dresser.
Right.
He wanted to see it.
Need to examine it.
Came and said, yep, I'll take it.
Here you go, JP.
Gave my wife $200 cash.
So then did you have to help him lug it out of the basement?
I pretty much did it.
That's hard thing. You have to do that yourself?
Well, I mean, I had a dolly, but...
Okay.
He helped put it in his truck, but I took it out of the basement up the hill.
How'd
the side
you get
yard.
The dolly?
Sounds like a lot of work.
My neighbor has one.
Your name. So every time you guys have some transaction, you borrow the dolly.
Well, I mean, you needed one. The thing's like 5,000 pounds.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine you like navigating that up your steps.
I actually like the dresser too. I don't know why my wife wanted to get rid of it.
But she didn't see your big SI collection downstairs.
He didn't say anything about it, but yeah, everything was on the wall.
Mm. Uh-huh.
I had a guy yesterday. I guess
Scotty Cameron here.
I guess somebody was trying to sell me on a new roof. You have all these guys all the time, sell you a new roof and. I wasn't there.
You didn't tell him to kick rocks?
I've gotten so
I didn't answer. I didn't answer the door.
Yeah.
So he left like a little pamphlet, and then there was a post-it on the regular pamphlet trying to sell you on the new roof. And he definitely said something like, give me a call, donk.
He's found you out as a mark.
Yeah.
All right, Drab, I'm scrolling through here. I literally can't find anything I'm interested in.
You can get some Peter Millar shirts.
I'm sure you can.
Just click on it.
Again, inversion table, it flips you upside down.
What good is that?
I don't know.
What good does that do you?
Get one for $100 in Tacoma Park.
You got to put what you're interested in.
I'm just kind of going scrolling through everything.
You buy more useless crap than anybody.
I know.
What do you mean?
I mean, you just waste.
Put in golf training aids to see what happens.
I waste money, but... my kids and stuff. But for me...
You go to Marshall's all the time.
I buy clothes, yeah.
Always looking for cheap clothes. I mean, you buy all kinds of cheap stuff.
I know,
Facebook.
But I'm not like Valdez. I give him credit. He finds good stuff. But I generally don't like used clothes.
You're scrolling a non-tailored homepage, and you can't figure out why it's not.
I figured out how to get something in my geographic region.
What are you looking for, though?
I'm not. I don't know. It's something that catches my eye. Here you go. Cakes, this is for you.
All right.
Soda machine.
Hold on, like a freestyle Coke machine?
No, not a freestyle, old school. Like, so you would have to have like the whole thing.
Eight different heads. I mean, it's got the ice thing you put on the top.
You need the carbonator and the pumps.
I need like CO2 tanks. I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah.
But I am kind of intrigued.
It was enough to intrigue you.
Cakes, you just gave us your day. It seems like you would have time to set up carbonation.
I got pickleball from 1:30 to 3:00. Got to walk the dog. Got to figure out dinner. There's a lot going on.
Figure out dinner.
The freestyle.
What are you, a sous chef?
Gotta figure out dinner. Do you name me like a, let's figure out dinner and spend like an hour?
Yeah. No. This is a Michelin star restaurant. You got to figure out the menu.
Something out.
Yeah,
you got to figure out something for dinner.
That's 5 seconds.
I will say this. I could see how you get trapped in here, and all of a sudden you end up buying a boat. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
like you start off small.
You start looking, you go, I could get that boat for $10,000. And then
it's like a gateway drug.
Yeah, you buy one
putter for $100.
Yeah.
You brought up a soda machine, and I know this is controversial, Drab. I'm sorry. The freestyle Coke machine is one of the great inventions of the last, I don't know, century, where you can just press a tab, and then all of a sudden you got 9 different flavors of Coke Zero available to you. Or you've got...
What's your go-to?
I think lately I've been either orange or cherry vanilla has tickled my fancy of late. It's
I'll say
good.
This. The freestyle...
It's pretty delicious.
I like cherry Coke.
Yeah.
And if a restaurant or fast food establishment has cherry Coke, that's my go-to. The freestyle cherry Coke... doesn't taste as good as regular cherry Coke.
Okay. You're a soda snob all of a sudden. It's a close approximation.
It's a close approximation.
I'm telling you, it's amazing. I can get vitamin water out of it. I can get a Coke Zero. I can get a Sprite Zero. I can get a Mellow Yellow Zero out of that machine just by pressing a few buttons.
You probably
find me one of those.
Probably only
please.
Gets the same one or two drinks.
He should just get a zero machine based on what he's drinking.
Yeah, I need a zero sugar special Coke freestyle machine.
I've said this before, along the same vein. I'm desperate for that toaster that they have at Subway. Where they could toast your bread in 20 seconds.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I don't know what kind of technology that is. Convection. I don't know what that is.
You're going to have to go to a restaurant convention and buy one.
Hey, type in Subway toaster.
All right, let me see. It's
probably made by some of the stoinks that I own. Middleby Oven Company selling.
I bet. I mean, I feel like they're so expensive.
I'm sure they are.
That's such amazing
technology.
Just to
perfectly toaster your subs.
I mean, how they do that so quickly. Subway toaster.
But I'm with you, Drab. I think EB would be the most likely to benefit from using Facebook Marketplace because he does. He's trying to deny it. He buys the most junk of anybody I've ever met.
Eric does buy the most junk, but he's also very antisocial. So I could see.
Yeah,
him,
I don't like the personal interaction.
The meetup,
that's really a no-go for me. That's a no for me, dog. That's why I like eBay.
It's a deal breaker.
I like eBay. The no haggling. See Valdez, he's into haggling eBay. And stuff. What do they call that? Where you come in the last second and you just
swoop in, undercut.
Yeah, you swoop in and make those, you know,
O-ball offer.
Yeah, like you see something and right before the, then all of a sudden everybody swoops in and puts in their little offer.
Right,
I like just buy now, send it to me.
No, I mean you can make you make offers, not just buy now. So I do that. I do that all the time.
I know. I do buy now. You make offers.
No,
I
make offers. Yeah. And then if they counter, I immediately don't do it. It's not stuff I need. But if I'm going to get it for $18,
yeah.
Yeah, but Eric, you're sleeping on the fact the person will be like, yeah, I'll come over and drop it off in 20 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I know, but
I just want to get rid of it.
I don't want
to make the sale.
I don't really like talking to strangers.
You don't talk to them.
Come into your house. They come into your home.
They don't.
Jason's inviting them in. And
that's a rare occasion.
He has them in the basement.
I've never had someone in my house. They pull up to your driveway. You go, here's $20.
If the guy looks shady, there's no chance I would let him in my house.
What have you sold, Rob?
Oh, we sold all our baby stuff.
Yeah.
During that time, all these randos just pull up my house. Here's the crib.
Right.
Thank you for the $75. See you later.
Very nice.
Whatever it is.
Stroller. Good doing business with you.
Yeah.
It's better than going to the dump. Because otherwise, he's got to move this stuff out.
Sure.
His kids are growing up.
Right.
Right.
Nailed that.
I'm telling you, I want to sell my jerseys.
I'll put those up. I guarantee you. I guarantee people will be excited.
Give me the top two or three jerseys you want to sell.
I don't know if they're top two or three. I don't know. I mean, they're just whatever. Anybody want the, what's the college?
Brian Urlacher jersey?
My Brian Urlacher, my Marshall Faulk from, where do you go to college?
San Diego State.
I feel like you've got a Jason Kidd from when he was with the Nets.
I do, but I wear that one.
I'm not giving away my
hoops jerseys. That's my beach wear.
Are they covered in prime rib blood from the butcher?
No. My jerseys are pretty good.
I think I have one of those. I think I got a Brooks.
I actually have a Ray Lewis Miami jersey that I won't get rid of.
Oh, but I used to have one. I could have parachuted out of an airplane at 30,000 feet. It was so big.
It is big.
Got rid of it.
But I love it. There's an article in one of the, you know, when we were first starting, and I'm wearing a Cedric Ceballos warm-up jersey with the Lakers.
Yeah, that was sent to us by the Lakers.
Yeah, I'm psyched to sell it.
Shooting shirt.
So I don't think
it's not a shooting shirt. Well, I guess it is.
I know exactly what it is. Yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah.
I'd be curious.
More amazing, you still have it.
I'd be curious.
Still throw it away.
I'd be curious if you just tallied up every item of clothing you had.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get rid of underwear and socks.
Yeah,
but just
pants,
yeah,
shirts,
mm-hmm,
shoes,
yeah,
what your number would be?
I don't know. I mean, I got 15 pair of golf pants. I mean, I bet
it'd be like 400 to my 100 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
I still have coats that went out of style and they're not back in style.
You've done the whole cycle.
Do they all fit in one closet?
They're downstairs closet. Yeah, I look kind of overwhelmed by my coat collection. I have a coat collection. Like corduroy coats are kind of coming back.
They are?
Like if you saw it, you'd say you would know.
Like the old okay. J. Crew style?
Kind of, yeah.
Like when you go to senior living homes a lot?
I have a brown leather long ass, I think it's pretty much
a trench coat. Another trench coat.
It's silly.
I don't think those were ever popular.
It looks good with jeans.
Well, you still have your homies
brown,
movie
long,
review.
Brown leather coat.
You still got the homies movie review varsity jacket.
I used to wear that. I love that jacket.
All right, when we come back,
warm.
We are going to pivot. EB is going to do his commercial break film study. He's going to break down Cam Ward, the guy who everybody expects to go number one in the upcoming NFL draft. We'll do that next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.